You. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey, or a second tunic, or sandals, or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it, and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. The house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for that land on Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than that for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. My dear friends, nowhere in our gospel this morning does it say, keep staying in friendships when they're dysfunctional. Keep doing the same thing over and over so you can have anxiety and worry and stress. In fact, Jesus warns us that at times, are you ready for it? Not everybody's gonna like you. I know that's a shocker, right? We're human. Our relationships could be very complicated. So what is our Lord telling us at this gospel? He's telling us he sees the good in all of you. And he's going to send you out. And there may be times, even in your own families, the work, parish, whatever it may be, where people misunderstand you. They misjudge you. And it can get a little bit icky. But our Lord is reminding us to keep going and to trust he's going to use your life to do good things regardless. So if we spend every day so worried about our popularity here on earth and being liked, we're not going to be able to do the Lord's work. And that's what Jesus is reminding of us very clearly. So if not everybody liked Jesus, not everybody's going to like you. But don't let that stop you from being the good person that you are and bringing the good news of Jesus to those around you today. So don't get discouraged, but rather keep focus on our Lord in heaven.